force being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
658 on 960 The Quake, coming up after CNN News and our earthquake tips at the top of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Paul Wells. And we are a dual city morning show today. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Mr. Mayor in Los Angeles.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. How you doing, boss?
Oh, I'm alive and well. In sunny Los Angeles. I'm looking out the windows and waiting for the pollution to clear so I can see the sun.
You might be waiting a while.
What's happening on today's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie?
It's a great show today. As with every show that I get to be on the air with these two esteemed gentlemen, we have, of course, Congressman Bart Stupak from Michigan's 1st District, a Democrat. He's going to be talking to us about Bush's response to the gas price crisis.
Jerry McNerney is running for Pombo's seat in the 11th Congressional District. We'll talk to him, and we'll have Jeffrey Kuhner from Insight Magazine take a good look on what's going on in Washington, D.C. And your phone calls, your emails, we're all here for it, John, and having a good time on this Wednesday here on The Quake.
At the Hotel Vitalius at Mission in the Embarcadero in San Francisco. Looking forward to it, gentlemen. Thank you very much. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio available right now at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. We're 960 The Quake. CNN News coming up at the top of the hour, and then tips to keep you safe for an earthquake right after that. 7 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
I'm confident that Tony Snow will make an outstanding addition to this White House staff.
President Bush is giving the job of White House Press Secretary to Tony Snow, who as a commentator for Fox News has sometimes criticized Mr. Bush. CNN senior national correspondent John King says the job of White House Press Secretary is crucial.
It becomes a bit of a theater, it becomes a bit of a drama at times, but if you have a president at 30-something percent in the polls, trying to sell an unpopular war, dealing now with rising gas prices, dealing with the prospect of his party losing control in the midterm elections, you don't want any question about the press secretary's credibility.
Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld are both in Iraq today on unannounced visits. They're teaming up to show support for Iraq's effort to form a new government. It comes a day after release of a new videotape from terror leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. RAND Corporation analyst Ed O'Connell says the tape is an attempt to hinder formation of Iraq's new government.
I think he's trying to take the moment away from Prime Minister Maliki and Ambassador Khalilzad putting together this new government.
Rice and Rumsfeld say formation of a new government will help ease insurgent violence. As gas prices keep going up, economist Robert Bruska says it's going to eventually slow the U.S. economy.
I think that the outlook for a slowdown later this year is a pretty good bet.
The country's three largest oil companies are expected to report massive first quarter profits this week. The number of people without health coverage keeps climbing.
It's really been driven by declines in employer-based coverage. So your chances of having insurance are directly related to whether or not you have coverage through your job.
Sarah Collins with the Commonwealth Fund, which did a study finding more than 40% of Americans with moderate to middle incomes did not have health insurance for at least part of last year. That's up from 28% in 2001. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
I'm Tom Kreitler from Radio's The Money Pit with a quick way to help you document all contents next. Tip 3, document contents. If your home was ever wiped out by an earthquake or other catastrophe, would you be able to remember every single possession that was lost for an insurance claim? Let's face it, insurance companies can be a bear to work with. And if you had to file a claim for a home that was completely wiped out, the task of having to remember and report every single thing you lost only compounds the tragedy. While having a complete written household inventory of your major possessions is best, you can use a video camera to quickly document the contents of your home. To start, film every room, wall by wall, and be sure to dig into every closet and open every drawer or cabinet. After you've filmed every element of your house from basement to attic, remove the tape and store it safely off-site. This way it can't become damaged or lost by the same tragedy that tore through your house in the first place.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 7:03. This report brought to us by Scandinavian Designs. Some late construction overnight, supposed to end at 5 a.m., still going on. 880 northbound at Mission Boulevard, back up from Dixon Landing Road now. New crash in Walnut Creek on 680 northbound after the 24 interchange. Car may have hit several other cars that were pulled off on the shoulder, so that'll be a mess for a while. Through the Dublin interchange, 580 westbound right before 680. Crash involving three or four cars that was in the lanes has been cleared over the shoulder. BART's running 52 trains on time. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office. With 8 Bay Area locations to serve you, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming right up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
960 The Quake, an island of blue in a sad sea of red.
From down on the corner of Mission and the Embarcadero, live at the Hotel Vitale, we're keeping it real on the Bay Area's exclusive home for Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake. Good morning, Will Durst, and good morning, Mr. Mayor in Los Angeles. I hear you took on Rush Limbaugh last night.
Mr. Mayor.
We'll be back to him in a little
Dennis
bit.
Dennis Krieger and
Ed Rollins. So we are the
Ed
Bay
Rollins.
Area's exclusive progressive voice.
I've heard that.
Yes.
Yes.
Where did we hear that? That was
on the station.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. So he took on Rush Limbaugh.
No, I did not.
You did not?
No. What exactly was the Michael Milken event that you had last night?
Yeah, the Michael Milken event was originally scheduled to be Rush Limbaugh, but he didn't show. A fellow named Ed Rollins, who ran various campaigns for Mr. Reagan and a couple of other people, was one of the parties on the other side. And a guy named Dennis Krieger, who has a syndicated radio show.
Dennis Krieger,
he's had the show since about 1982. And that was the group.
And he had a TV show for a while, too.
Yes. And there were about, 450, 500 people.
How was he?
From all over the world. Well, you know, the debate was around national security versus civil liberties. And on my side was a woman who ran the Dukakis campaign, Susan, what's her last name?
Oh, Susan Estrich.
Estrich, that's right. Yeah. And the professor from USC. And the guy doing the moderating was Jeff Greenfield. You know,
I love Jeff Greenfield.
Right.
Yeah, he's funny, too.
Yes, he is. He can be funny. He guided it along. And it was a fun evening. They finally, Dennis finally accused me of, being an extremist. And
you're an extremist?
Yeah.
Wow. He must be a little to the right of Attila.
Oh, no, he's worse than that. There's nobody to his right. As a matter of fact, there's nothing to his right.
Michael Savage looks over at him on the right.
Oh, yeah. Michael Savage is jealous of him. This guy proceeded to say, in answer to one question, he proceeds to say, well, you know, I am prepared to die for my safety. I am prepared to have my son and die for his safety.
Oh, for crumbs,
and we'll go anywhere in the world and fight anybody because our safety is in jeopardy.
Yeah, did he join the military?
I got up and said, I'm authorized to recruit. And instantly assigned.
Toying with right there.
Yeah, and I had a Shiite mosque that I wanted him to protect in Iraq.
There was a sign-carrying participant in the Bush unwelcome rally in San Jose. Can't find Osama, but can spy on my grandma.
Yeah, well, and you know, the issues about spying, they were covered reasonably well. The issues about excess use of power by an executive, got a chance to go back a little bit in history and, you know, talk about Lincoln when he wiped out, you know, habeas corpus. Talked about Mr. Roosevelt when he caused the Japanese to, you know, be put away for a year and a half, 2 years. And no apology except 1988, I think, when the Congress finally said, you know, America was wrong. We talked about all those things, and we talked about how and neither of them had a whole lot to do with, you know, protecting anybody's freedom and anybody's security. That, in fact, Mr. Roosevelt, I made this point. I said, you know, Mr. Roosevelt had went after the Japanese, and most of them were American citizens. But simultaneously, we were also fighting the Germans and the Italians, but there was no attack on either one of them. We didn't put away all the Germans and all the Italians. We didn't put them in camps. So I said there obviously had to be a certain degree of racial profiling as to who you put away.
And what was their response?
Well, they really didn't have any response to that because, you know, it was an argument that I was demonstrating that, in fact, Democrats, the lefties, so-called, can be equally guilty of exercising bad judgment on the side of exercising power. And I said, all the things that Mr. Bush did, Greenfield went after me on the basis that, don't you think 9/11 has changed things, and don't you think that there may be some things that are being done rooted in the need generated by 9/11? I said, absolutely, but all he has to do is do exactly what he did when 9/11 came down. I said, note that he is operating on congressional authorization. If they authorized him on 9/11 as he's interpreting, why isn't he constantly going back and re-upping, going back and reconsulting, going back and bringing them along? I said, I don't see anything wrong with that. Nor do I see any, you know, loss of speed and loss of motion, particularly since on the wiretap inside, he can go ahead and wiretap. He just has to come back a few days later and says, hey, am I eligible for a warrant? And I said, if he's not eligible for a warrant, the only penalty is he can't introduce it in a courtroom as evidence against anybody. And then they went on to talk about how the other side went on to talk about how the business of trying to do a good protection didn't happen because the terrorist types and the suspects would not cooperate, i.e. Massawi. If he and Massawi have stepped up to the plate and they've been able to get his computer, maybe they would have been able to see what was going to go down on September 11th. And Susan said, yes, and if they had read the briefing papers in early August at the Texas Ranch, they could have figured out what might go down.
Osama bin Laden determined to attack America from within. You want to know when and where? Just turn to page 3, you idiot.
Yeah, then they said, well, you know, the situation is such that law enforcement people at the CIA and the FBI and national security are all hesitant because you Democrats and you lefties have been on their case. Every little thing they do, you're inspecting it. And FISA came as a result of alleged excesses by the CIA in the late 70s, et cetera, et cetera. And they were all Democratic driven deals. I said, let me tell you something. I don't know about the CIA and I don't know about the FBI. I don't deal with those people very much. But as a criminal defense lawyer, I have dealt with cops. And I want to tell you something. There are more cops who think they're Jack Bauer than anything else.
Did they get the Jack Bauer?
Oh, yeah. Record? The audience went crazy when I said that.
Oh,
I said,
of course, it's
a lie. I said, you know, I wish we had all Jack Bauer cops working for the CIA. We'd all be better off.
Above the law. You know, Mr. Brown, you have been saying here on the Quake as we're doing Keeping It Real with Will and Willie that where's Condi? Where's Condi Rice? Well, Condoleezza Rice is with Donald Rumsfeld, and they're touring Iraq right now. They showed up in Iraq.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
I wonder who's the chaperone. You know, Don Rumsfeld is not above trying to cop a feel every now and then.
I think she's taller than him, isn't she? Condi?
Taller than Rumsfeld?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But I'm I hope that they remain safe over there. It's important. Those roadside bombs, you know, don't have any names on them.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I hope that he's safe and secure so when he's tried for war crimes, he won't be cried in absentia.
But he did say we're making impressive progress in Iraq.
Oh, for crumb's sake. These guys, the stuff that leaks out of their mouths. Did you hear what Bush, one of his plans for easing the gas crisis is to get rid of environmental standards? Barry Weintraub wrote a line today. He said, George Bush has never been a crisis he wasn't willing to exploit politically. He's getting rid of, that's his idea of lessening the oil crisis.
His theory is that if you can produce gasoline with dirty pumps and dirty refineries and dirty this and dirty that, you won't spend so much money trying to protect mine, your life, and therefore you can sell us the gas cheaper. Now, there's no, obviously, connection, and there never has been a connection, frankly, between whether or not you do clean gas and whether or not that costs you more to produce than dirty gas.
What is it, like 20 cents per 100 gallons, do you think?
I don't think it's even that costly. This guy is just, I think Barry Weintraub is right. There's never, never, never been an opportunity he didn't jump on. And I'm telling you, the whole business about whether or not he needs these tools for national security purposes and to go after the terrorists, it seems to me he simply needs to go back to the Congress, and that's what every executive needs to do. That's what the courts have regularly said, and that's what Mr. Bush wishes to ignore.
I hope he doesn't, because whatever Congress does, he interprets it whichever way he wants to. They authorized him to go into Afghanistan. Suddenly, it said diplomacy in that authorization to go to war if diplomacy doesn't work. Well, he just gave up diplomacy. He didn't abide by any of the constraints of that. And I forget what the name of the bill was, and I forget the number, but it was the authorization, and he called it a peace bill. Remember that? He didn't call it a war bill. Everybody said, oh, no, they voted to go to war. No, he called it a peace bill, and he just interpreted it whatever way he wanted. Congress authorized me to listen in to people. There was nothing there. Oh, yes, well, that was implicit when it said I can take whatever actions I want.
Military actions, that's it. Military. I think this has gotten stuck in.
I'm so frustrated. I am so frustrated by the American people. They're sitting there and just watching him talk that pablum BS just leaking out of his mouth yesterday. Anyway, there's no magic wand I can wave.
I got to tell you guys something, though. This was an audience that I would have assumed would have been far more anti-Bush.
Yeah.
It was only about 50% anti-Bush, maybe even less. The right-wingers got lots of applause when they would do their punchlines. Maybe it was that Susan and Willie were not as forceful and, you know, as, say, Ed Schultz would have been. But I got to tell you that I was blown away by the clear presence of Bushites. As a matter of fact, Greenfield got on me for saying, you know, you're turning this into a bashing of Bush. I said, no, I'm turning this into what obviously is not your deal, and that is a recitation of the facts. I said one word that didn't come from Bush.
And this was the Michael Milken event that Willie Brown was at last night, participating in, and he's broadcasting with us from L.A. and joining us from Washington, D.C. in the next segment, Jeffrey Kuhner
from InsightMag.com.
718, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org. Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Andrew Young has teamed with Operation Hope to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. What does it take to achieve this goal?
Business leaders, educators, the entire community.
To volunteer or donate, please visit us online at OperationHope.org.
Be a bit of a clue why Mick Jagger wouldn't give up his hotel rooms for George W. Bush. Sweet Neocon off the most recent Rolling Stones album, 722.
A bigger bang.
Yes, and it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, and I'm Paul Wells with Will Durst here at the Hotel Vitale, where you can drop by and sit on our comfortable couches and sip some coffee, and Mayor Willie Brown is in L.A. after debating with the right wing last night, and Jeffrey Kuhner joins us from Washington, D.C., Insight on the News. And also writes for the Washington Times. Editor of InsightMag.com is where you can go to see it on the web. Right, Jeffrey?
That's right.
Good morning and welcome back. Always good to talk to you.
Great to be with you.
Hey, Jeffrey, Willie Brown. I'm down here in L.A.
Hey, Willie, how are you?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, Jeffrey Kuhner. Anybody wants to see what Jeffrey Kuhner writes, they can go to InsightMag.com. Now, putting the price of gas aside, what's the deal with Rumsfeld? Is the GOP happy with him?
Well, they're not. What our sources have been telling us is that senior House Republican and Senate Republican leaders have been telling the Bush administration and the White House repeatedly now for over the last couple of weeks that Rumsfeld is an albatross around the neck of the GOP. And they're saying that unless Bush gets rid of him, they believe it's going to cost the GOP the majority in November. And what they're talking about is really three things. They're saying that Rumsfeld has mishandled the Iraq War, which is killing the Republicans in the polls. Secondly, they blame the Iraq War in many ways for the high budget deficits. And three, they're saying that his arrogance, his personal demeanor, his complete dismissal of the opinions of many in Congress has led to a serious tension between the White House and a lot of people in Congress. So they're saying for a whole host of reasons, he's got to go.
This is not new news, the fact that Donald Rumsfeld is not very popular. His arrogance is working. It reflects on the whole Republican majority, I think.
No, it does. It grates on a lot of people. And one of the people that have, surprisingly, have really been behind the scenes working very hard to convince Bush to dump Rumsfeld has been the Virginia Republican, the Senator John Warner, who's the chairman of the very powerful Senate Armed Services Committee. Warner does not like Rumsfeld, holds him personally responsible for the debacle in Iraq. Now, publicly, they're saying, well, it's up to the president if he wants to remove him or not. But behind the scenes, they are working very, very hard to try to convince Bush to let him go. But, you know, the president has been saying again and again in private what he's been saying in public. He doesn't want to let Rumsfeld go. And one of the big concerns that he has, and what some Republicans also have, especially the Texas contingent, they're very worried that if Rumsfeld goes, it'll be quote-unquote open season on the administration. And they think this will lead to a lot of other resignations in the cabinet, and it could break Bush's back. So Bush is going to hold on to Rumsfeld at least until the end of this year.
And the Democrats, Jeff, I think, would love to have him keep Rumsfeld, because there are too many things that the Democrats have been using as means by which to criticize the administration, and the administration is trying desperately to remove those problems, moving Karl Rove out of the domestic policy advisor role, obviously as one of them, Scooter Libby's obvious demise and his exit, and that moved the leak issue off the front burner. There's so many things being done by the Bush administration that, in fact, let's hope Rumsfeld stay if you're really a lefty.
You know, Willie, that's a very good point. A lot of Democratic operatives have been telling me now for about the last 10 days, yes, in public, many of them are saying they want Rumsfeld to go, but in private, they want him to stay. They think that he is a poster boy for the Democrats coming this fall. They think, literally, he is sort of their Newt Gingrich now. And they can just, you know, literally just wrap him around the neck of the GOP and just drag them all down. And he's become a lightning rod. He's become a lightning rod for many Democrats, for many liberals, and for many in the public. And it's not, you know, obviously it's not just the substance of the issues. It's also his charisma, or the lack of, his arrogance, he just seems to rub a lot of people, not just in this town, but across the country, in a really wrong way. And he's hurting Bush. There's no question about it. He is badly hurting Bush.
Well, you know, Jeffrey, in terms of the GOP operation, invariably, when you control the White House, you control both houses of Congress, and when you have the cabinet people in an election cycle, you usually are able to dispatch on a daily basis powerful, important, headline-grabbing people to do your bidding, to be your surrogate. But Mr. Bush is stuck with all those damaged goods. There really is not one cabinet member that he can send out on the hustling trail for the purpose of being impressive to the voters on behalf of the GOP. And Rumsfeld is at the top of the food chain when it comes to that. You'd want your defense secretary out there giving people reassurance that what's going on the defense side is good. You'd want the trade representative doing the same thing. You would want Jon Snow's position used for the same purpose. You want all of those spots being used, but they're nobody. They have nobody. They can't use Cheney. You'd love to have the vice president, one of the guys who'd been a surrogate. They can't do any of that. They are literally paralyzed. Bush is their best shot. And believe me, if Bush is your best shot, you are absolutely certain to take 100 years like the Red Sox to win the pennant.
Well, though, Willie, I mean, look, you make a very good point. Willie, what I find to me amazing throughout my career in journalism, I have never seen a transformation in elite opinion in this city as I've seen over the last 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, 4 weeks ago, many Republicans thought, well, you know, we got some problems, but we're going to do okay in November. Democrats were worried if they can make enough pickups. It's completely changed. I mean, I have Republicans, I mean, key Republicans are telling me they've already resigned themselves to defeat in November. And what I'm hearing from Democrats is their problem is overconfidence. I mean, they are so certain that they are going to annihilate the GOP in November that they're already starting to divide up, you know, sort of positions in the leadership.
They're handing out committee memberships.
It's incredible. I have never seen this in over the last 4 weeks. And you're right, the administration is in a bind. Now, what they're going to try to do is they've got a two-step approach to this. One, they want Rove to basically handle the campaign full-time, and hopefully they hope that he can pull a rabbit out of the hat. The second thing is, you're completely right, they have nobody in the cabinet, so what they're going to do, apparently the White House has been saying, is put Laura Bush on the campaign trail. They're saying, if you look at everybody, her numbers are the highest. So watch for her in September, August, September, and October to be out on the stump.
The secret weapon. Well, you know, she's kind of like a rookie pitcher, you know, who throws a fastball and a sinker and allegedly a curve. He goes around the league the first time. Nobody can hit him. The second time, my grandmother can hit him. And she's not even on the team. So I think Laura may have already shot the best shot.
She's got a great smile. She's got a great smile. And she's a former librarian. So she has that kind of mom kind of a feel to her. Yes, you know, it's okay, dear. Just keep reading. We're going to continue with Jeffrey Kuhner on The Quake here, talking with our correspondent looking on the inside of the White House from InsightMag.com in Washington, D.C. He has Cheney challenging the growing White House consensus on Iran strikes, and the Ayatollah in Iran today is warning that it will harm U.S. interests if they're attacked. So we'll get into that subject as well. With Willie Brown and Will Durst, I'm Paul Wells. Keeping it real here and now. John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
It's 7:31. Good morning. Time for traffic first in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. And this report is brought to us by Scandinavian Designs. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Vallejo, Sigler, just issued by CHP 80 westbound before 37. Car overturned, sitting on its roof and blocking part of the East Shore Freeway. You can use southbound 680 to 780. Kind of make your way back around to get around that. Sassoon City exited on 12 westbound before 80. Two cars, second lane from the left block. They clear the roadwork finally at 880 northbound at Mission Boulevard. It was supposed to be up at 5 o'clock and about 7:31. But you've got a big backup through there that will break up in just a little bit. Two-car crash blocking the fast lane 280 northbound after Winchester. Metering lights are on the backup to the 880 overpass. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office. 8 Bay Area locations to serve you, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. 7:32, here's a look at what's happening. 960 The Quake. President Bush says that Tony Snow will make an outstanding addition to his staff. The ultra-conservative pundit has been named White House press secretary, replacing Scott McClellan, who stepped down. Snow has sometimes been blunt in his criticism of Bush, but Bush says Snow told him, quote, "You should have heard what I said about the other guy," unquote. San Francisco Supervisor Ross Mercurimi floating a proposal to ban any new bars or liquor stores in his district, the Lower Haight. Possible three-year moratorium would affect a zone on Haight from Scott up to Webster. The legislation doesn't affect businesses that are open now in the neighborhood. The Board of Supervisors will tackle that next month. Automobile traffic through a swath of Golden Gate Park could be banned all weekend long now if the mayor signs off on legislation approved by the supervisors, and it's expected that Gavin Newsom will do so. They approved a six-month pilot program that will close major roadways in the park east side on Saturdays. It's already closed on Sundays for many, many years. Gas price check, we're at an average of $3.12 a gallon in California. Best deals in the Bay Area this morning, the Arco in San Rafael at 2nd and D Streets at $2.95. And an Olympian station on Linden at Canal in South City is selling at $2.95 as well. You can do a gas price find or a search on our website, quakeradio.com. You type in your zip code, we'll let you know where the best deal, if there is such a thing, is available where you live. Quake weather today. We'll have some fog early, and then partly sunny this afternoon. 60s in the city, up to 70 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The
DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Healthier and stress-free way of life? You'll find it at the New Living Expo, April 28th through the 30th at the Concourse Exhibition Center in San Francisco. Explore 300 exhibits of natural health products, holistic practitioners, and a natural foods dining area. Attend workshops with internationally recognized experts, all for one low ticket price. While you're there, drop by the Quake booth to say hello and pick up some prizes. Details on the events page at quakeradio.com.
We can signal to people we're serious about increasing supply is to stop making purchases or deposits to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for a short period of time.
Brilliant! Although the Strategic Reserve was pretty much full at this time, and it amounts to thousands of gallons of whatever, as opposed to the millions we use every day. So that's a big step in the right direction. 7:38, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Jeffrey Cooner joins us from InsightMag.com, Insight on the News, also a columnist for the Washington Times, always has the inside track on the White House and Mayor Brown's in L.A. after debating the right last night, and Will Durst is right here with me, Paul Wells, at the Hotel Vitale, where we invite you to drop by. Good morning again, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
We were talking about Cheney. What's the story with...
No, we weren't talking about Cheney.
We were going to talk about Cheney.
We've been talking about poster boys for the Democrats. And first you had... First you had Tom DeLay, who was a poster boy. We still got Jack Abramoff. You're saying that Rumsfeld is going to be a poster boy. What about that other poster boy? What about Dick Cheney? Is he? You think he's going to last until the November election?
Well, his staff is very worried about, they're very, very worried about Cheney's role in the White House right now. They see him as increasingly becoming marginalized. What's interesting is that the administration, what White House sources are telling me is that the administration has been holding numerous formal meetings on what to do regarding Iran. And the very hawkish Cheney, has been one of the lone people in the White House who has been cautioning against any attack on Iran. And what he's been arguing is that he doesn't think the U.S. Military is ready to strike Iran. And apparently he's very concerned. He thinks that the U.S. forces are overstretched in Iraq. He doesn't think they can hit all the nuclear facilities, especially the underground bunkers that the Iranian regime has constructed. And he, in particular, he is very worried about the backlash among Shiites in southern Iraq. So he has been putting up a lot of red flags. So that's kind of got a lot of people in the White House. It's sort of thrown them off balance a little bit because he was one of the leading hawks for the Iraq War. Now, what is very interesting to me is that not in formal meetings, but apparently in private, informal meetings among themselves, for the first time, we are hearing rumblings among people in the White House that, in fact, a strike on Iran, they think would be politically very good for Bush. In fact, what some White House operatives are telling me is that they think it would energize the administration. They think it would give Bush a huge boost in the polls. Polls consistently show many Americans are worried about Iran. So they sort of rally around the flag and rally around the president. And a lot of them now are beginning to push privately for maybe a strike before November. So that to me is a little bit worrying because you feel about Iran, you should not use national security for political ends.
And putting our boys at risk and our pilots and all the lives that go on the line and all the waste of resources, not to mention the death and destruction it causes on the ground.
Or taunting them for a response.
No, I know. It's to be fair to the vice president, he is very worried about a strike on Iran. He does not think the U.S. military is ready. But you have some White House, especially the political people in the White House, are now floating the idea around in private among themselves that perhaps to say in a desperate bid to sort of stave off disaster in November, that a strike on Iran
could
lose the president considerably.
Jeffrey Willie Brown here in Los Angeles, and you with us on 960 The Quake. Let me ask you, why do you think the Democrats are so silent on this possibility? I would think with the disaster that we have obviously observed and participated in some cases, in Iraq, such an intrusion into Iran would be even more devastating for this nation, the resources of this nation, and for the this nation's people. Why do you think Democrats are so silent on this issue?
Well, Willie, I think it's really two reasons. One is this is still sort of stuff you're hearing in private. I mean, Bush, for all intents and purposes, is putting everything in terms of putting this ball in Condi Rice's hands, and she is still very committed to diplomacy, and many Democrats know that. So this is still the political people in the White House. I think the second thing the Democrats are afraid of is they know there's one issue the Republicans can run against them and hurt them very badly in November, and that is the issue of being weak on national security. And many Democrats do acknowledge, as everybody I think on Capitol Hill does, that Iran is a serious problem. Most still feel like I do that diplomacy is the way you should go, at least for the foreseeable future. But they are very, very worried about being perceived as being weak on national security. And everything is going so well for them right now. I mean, just on a sheer political level, they don't want to give the administration any kind of a target to shoot at them with.
I would think, Jeffrey, that the leading Democrat, and I can't think of which one it would be in the U.S. Senate on foreign policy issues, somewhat akin to what was done by people like Sam Nunn when he served as a U.S. Senator, could step up to the plate and become the architect of what the U.S. policy ought to be with reference to Iran. I think a Democratic U.S. Senator attempting to build a strong case with other nations to be supportive of some unified action vis-a-vis Iran, that would back up what Ms. Rice is attempting to do, and in fact high profile the issue inside of the UN. I would think that that would make a lot more sense, showing Democratic quality leadership, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, Willie, I think you're right. I think what a lot of people are very dismayed about the Democrats is the Democrats, I think, have been so frustrated over about the last 6 years at their inability to beat Bush and their inability to beat Rove that they're just looking at the poll numbers now and they just can't believe how well things are going their way. And they're very afraid to do anything that could hurt the party. But I think you're right. I think national security and the national interest demands it. I think a person that you may see come up on this issue very strongly is Senator Joe Biden from Delaware. He's got good national security credentials. More than that, he's got presidential aspirations in 08. And he's someone who's known as being very hard-headed on national security and defense issues. He is definitely somebody. The other person that whose name is always being mentioned to me by the White House as a potential future defense secretary is Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut. The administration would love, if Rumsfeld was to go, to have him replaced by a prominent hawkish Democrat like Lieberman. So I think maybe even Lieberman may come out very strongly on this issue. But I would look for Lieberman and Biden on that issue.
And I think also, I agree with you about Biden. I think we also could put John Murtha in that, group. You would have Biden and Murtha. You would have a fabulous telegenic team delivering a message, and each of those people look like poster boys for national security.
Uh-huh.
There would be no need for any apologies with those two guys' credentials.
Yeah, no, Willie, you should give Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid a call because, I think you're dead right. And the Democrats have been quite silent on the issue of Iran in terms of a lot of their public pronouncements. And I think it's going to be a mistake for them. I think pretty much their strategy is when your enemy is in the process of hanging himself, let him hang himself.
You know, we asked Nancy Pelosi that last Tuesday on the 100th anniversary of the quake when we had a special remote the Westin St. Francis. And we're talking to Jeffrey Kuhner from InsightMag.com. And that's exactly the way we put the question is, if your enemy is digging a hole, don't take away his shovel. And she said, yes, that is our policy. She told us that straight up.
Yeah, I mean, it's an open secret here in Washington. And look, I think it's going to get the Democrats very far. I think there's no question about it. I don't know if it's enough to get them over the finish line, though. I think that in the end, the American people, when it comes to crunch time in October and in early November at the elections, will want to see some kind of an alternative. And it's obvious that the American people like the Democrats on issues like energy, taxes, education, health care. But we are in a new age in terms of the war on terror, and it would not hurt the Democrats to have a coherent defense strategy.
Well, in part,
or
Jeffrey,
an economic,
because...
or a coherent economic strategy, or a coherent anything strategy.
Jeffrey, Willie Brown again in Los Angeles. The Democrats have, and I think the public, doesn't understand that the word war in terror cannot be equated in the same way as wars, in previous wars. You know, the war in Vietnam, identifiable. The war in Korea, identifiable. Second World War, identifiable, because you were fighting a nation in uniform, clearly defined geographically. War on terror is absolutely the opposite. There is no such thing as an identifiable force that can be seen, that can be profiled, that there's no specific state. There is simply a collection of people organized in such a way that they play by none of the Geneva rules. They operate on a hit-and-miss basis. They could be next door, and you not know that they're there, as was the case with Lodi when the jury convicted this young man yesterday of just being a sympathizer, so to speak, by going to a training camp. So America doesn't understand that war on terror. Bush needs to come up with a new term so that the nation understands what he's talking about when he says war on terror. Then he can talk about alternative tools. Democrats ought to take advantage of that absence and that vacancy on proper definition and step to the plate and really begin to be aggressive about how to deal with terrorists.
I believe you are correct, sir. I mean, we are fighting an enemy here, but maybe with the wrong strategy, and that might just be the point to be made. It's 7:49. Jeffrey Kuhner from InsightMag.com and also a columnist for the Washington Times. Always good to have your point of view from Washington, D.C., joining the program here. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. See you next week, guys.
Catch you next week. Willie Brown and Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells. The Burst of Durst in our next segment. Keeping it real on Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:53 on this Wednesday morning. It's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Well, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey!
Sorry. Didn't mean to startle you. I'm just tired of speaking to people who have nodded off. Apparently, some of you haven't been paying attention. And don't give me that who's he talking about crap. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. Yes, you, who actually expects the president to do something about this gas price thing. The ones who mistook that lame BS oozing out of his mouth yesterday as a sincere response to a crisis. When are you going to get it through your tiny little heads? He's not here to help. All right, I'm going to go through this one more time, so stay with me. It's not that complicated. The president is a Texas oil man. His father is a Texas oil man. His vice president is an oil man who shoots Texas lawyers. All the rich people he knows, his father knows, and his boss knows are oil men. All the people who gave him money that put him in the White House are oil men. Does this clear anything up? Maybe a little? Not only is his only priority to pay them back, but they keep telling him he's doing a good job and give him more money. Now, if you're waiting for him to grow a spine or learn to read or ever go so far as to put a single solitary obstacle in the way of making obscene profits on fossil fuels, well, you'd best be advised not to hold your breath unless you enjoy that certain bluish look most often associated with people no longer eligible for Social Security benefits due to the fact they become altogether much too skinny and dead. Get it? Got it. Good. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Wow. I thought I was going to have a little chest problem here when you yelled. I just, like, my heart stopped beating for a moment, Will
that
Durst.
That was the point. Sorry, Paul.
You got my
that
attention.
That was the point.
Will
Mr.
Brown.
Mayor?
Yes, I'm sitting here looking at USA Today, and I'm on the business page, and I was scanning the energy stocks.
Oh, yeah? How's Valero doing?
Well, you know, I didn't find that one, but I was seriously considering, some little 401k in oil. Now you're telling me I can't do that, Will.
Well, let me
share. I think it's a smart idea.
Yeah, you tell me.
Energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what color will I turn if I hold my breath, by the way?
Geez, I don't know.
Would you be purple? I mean, you were being very limited and the people you give advice to. Of course, you talked about turning blue.
Well, blue or red.
Past that
color in the rainbow.
Here's a statistic on the oil and gas contributions. This is one of the things that Will just touched on.
There he goes, diverting us again, Mr. Mayor.
No, not at all. I'm on the topic here. You know, totals in millions of dollars between the long-term contributions. This is the long-term trends in contributions between Democrats and Republicans, between, let's say, blue and red. If you look at a graph, in 1990, given to the Republican Party a little over $5 million, given to the Democrats a little under five. Now, when Clinton first ran for president, the Republicans gave, the oil companies gave the Republicans close to $15 million and the Democrats a little over $7 million thereabouts. Let's just fast forward to 2000. The Democrats got about the same amount of money they got in 1992, about $7 million from the Republicans.
Gosh, how much did...
From the oil companies.
How much did the Republicans get?
Over $25 million from
nice
the oil companies.
On their
and that trend continues through the rest of time since the year 2000.
Paul, if I'm the owner of energy stock, oil stock, that's exactly the distribution of resources that I'd like to see.
Of course you would.
I don't want you giving money to people who protect the environment.
Did you see?
I don't want you giving money to people who will place limitations on how much of the resources I can take out of the earth. I don't want you giving money to people who oppose offshore drilling. I'm a true Republican.
Did you see that spokesman for the oil companies yesterday who was talking about the windfall tax? A possibility. He said, well, you don't understand. Who do you think owns the oil companies? It's stockholders. It's retirees. They're the ones who are making all the money of the dividends. You're trying to take money away from retirees.
Like, no, that's not what we're doing, you idiot.
I just want to, slap these press people,
spokespeople. You guys get upset over people lying and cheating and stealing.
Do you know what they can do with this kind of money? With $30 billion?
Rebuild a few schools. Oh, let's not get started.
No. I'm talking about putting it into campaigns. Do you know what's going to happen in November?
Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues with a call from Congress in the next segment on The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink? Well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
960, The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Bush will try to get his message out with someone new.
I'm confident that Tony Snow will make an outstanding addition to this White House staff.
Fox News commentator Tony Snow becomes the new White House press secretary.
As a professional journalist, Tony Snow understands the importance of the relationship between government and those whose job it is to cover the government.
Secretaries of State and Defense Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld make an unannounced trip to Baghdad. Correspondent Ryan Chilcote says while part of the trip is PR to show support for the new Iraqi leadership, they're also there to tell those same leaders not to waste any more time getting a new government formed.
They will undoubtedly be encouraging the prime minister-designate to form a unity government, a very politically inclusive government that would include the Sunni Muslims as quickly as possible.
Iraqis and U.S. intelligence officials are digesting the new videotape from Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the top al-Qaeda operative in Iraq. And correspondent Nick Robertson reports Zarqawi plays to local issues in his taped statement.
He says on the tape that he made this tape on Friday. Well, on Saturday, the Iraqi parliamentarians agreed for the first time on a new prime minister. That's hoped to diffuse some of the tensions in the country. Zarqawi is completely against that, and his message is all about that. The new government will be a stooge of the United States.
The U.S. government reports inventories of crude oil and gasoline fell in the past week, and that should add to the jitters on the energy futures markets. There's skepticism in some circles about President Bush's call for a federal investigation into possible gasoline price gouging. Among the doubters, economist Robert Bruska of Fact and Opinion Economics.
Tough talk is cheap. The question is what the president does and, you know, whether they find anything.
Despite efforts to get more fuel supplies onto the market, no one is predicting gas prices will ease anytime soon. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff Business and Networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04. And this go-around brought to you by Taco Bell. San Francisco accident looks serious. Emergency crews already there. 101 northbound right before the 280 interchange, blocking the two right lanes at the moment. So we'll keep track of that backup. Two cars blocking the right lane in Orinda. 24 westbound before Gateway. Stop and go on the approaches to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. No major problems there. Metering lights are on. The backup is to the foot of the maze. Big rugby on the shoulder. It looks like it could be on fire. That's 4 eastbound at Willow Pass Road. Want something filling, a little spicy, and at a great price? Then try Taco Bell's Spicy Chicken Burrito. It's just one of the great tasting items found on Taco Bell's Big Bell Value. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, we're here at the Hotel Vitale, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Also joining us from Washington, D.C., we'll be speaking to Congressman Bart Stupak, who represents Michigan's 1st Congressional District, has been in since 1992. And good morning, Congressman Stupak. Welcome to The Quake.
Well, thanks. Good to be on.
Congressman Stupak, my name is Will Durst. We also have former Mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown. We call him the Honorable, and I'm the Dishonorable One. I actually spent time in the Upper Peninsula, which is, I'm a Youper. I did time in Bessemer up there. I worked up there for about 3 months. Had a wonderful time. It's a lot of people don't know this, but the first district in Michigan is the largest landmass district east of the Mississippi.
Well, now with my new part of my district, they tell me it's the largest in the United States of those states that have more than one member of Congress.
Oh, no kidding.
So about the only thing bigger now, because I go all the way to Bay City to the Kiwanis, all that 600 miles. And
Alpena?
It's a massive area. Alpena still have it.
That's the airport, right?
Yeah. So anyways.
So how much is gas in Michigan?
Last weekend it was all topping over $3, $3.02, $3.03.
Oh my God.
$3.05. Best we could find was maybe $2.98. That was Friday, Saturday, so I'm sure now it is more. I left Monday night.
Just like us, right here.
Yep. Yeah, and there's no excuse for it other than, you know, speculation, fear, and greed. That's all it is.
Now, one statistic we were sent from your offices there. Compensation of CEOs of the 100 largest companies soared 25% to $18 million, dropping the minuscule 3.1% average gain by typical U.S. workers. So this is part of the gas prices climbing and who it really affects, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're paying those outrageous salaries, whether we like to admit it or not, and we're feeling it right in the pocketbook.
What's the explanation? This is Willie Brown, Mr. Congressman. What's the explanation that your staff has been able to give you for the dramatic increase in prices over the last month?
Well, two things.
Is there any relationship to the increase in the cost of a barrel of oil?
Sure. Look at oil. Barrel of oil is traded on the futures market. There is really no regulation on the futures market. If you buy on the futures market, through the regular market, you go to NYMEX, New York Mercantile Exchange. That's pretty much regulated controlled. We believe as much as 75%, though, 75% of the oil is really speculated on the over-the-counter market, over-the-counter trading, which is no control. There's no regulation. There's no transparency. We have the Commodities Future Trade Commission, which regulates those that are traded on the mercantile exchange, but not over the counter. So there's no transparency, there's no control, there's no regulation. What started this latest spike that we saw here in the last week or 2 weeks that's gone up 25%? Fear about Iran. It's not reality. I mean, sure, we're concerned about Iran, but do you suddenly start jacking up these oil prices? You know what this really is? This is Enron all over again. You have an unregulated futures market that no one is looking at, and they can drive up the price, and they buy it themselves to keep building the price of that barrel of oil. And that's exactly what happened. How does oil go from $75 one day, $73 the next? Who knows, maybe $77 tomorrow, because it just depends on how much you're going to buy of your own product. And tell everybody, oh, it's the market. But these companies are chasing their tail, grabbing on to these contracts for oil and jacking up the price.
According to this press release from the Democrats, you are the lead guy to address this issue. What will be the Democratic members of Congress's response to the whole business of getting control of the price of gasoline at the pump?
Well, number one, for over almost a year now, we've been trying to push our price gouging. You know, the president said, oh, I think, you know, there could possibly be price gouging going on.
Yeah.
He knows as well as I do, the Federal Trade Commission has never brought a case for price gouging in the history of this nation. Why? There is no price gouging law on the books. We've had the law for almost a year now, and we've been trying to get it on the floor, but the Republican Party will not allow this bill to come up. So number one, let's stop the price gouging. If my bill passed in 90 days, we can have standards to stop the price gouging from every point, from production to distribution. Everyone is subject to these price gouging laws. And we don't do it on federal government. We give the state attorney generals the opportunity to bring price gouging in their own states using federal law. Secondly, let's take the speculation and fear out of a barrel of oil. Let's base the cost of oil on a true price, not on fear and speculation. Let's make it regulated by the Commodities Future Trade Commission. That's not asking too much. Part of the market is regulated. Three-fourths of it is not. Second or third, biofuels. Stephanie Herseth and Bobby Etheridge of the Democrats really have a great program to bring biofuels to the point right now. Brazil, 85% of their oil and gas is based on sugarcane, of all things, a biofuel. Why can't we do that here?
We're speaking to Congressman Bart Stupak from Michigan's 1st Congressional District. In recent months, Mr. Stupak is ranking Democrat on the Oversight Investigation Subcommittee, and he's come up with a proposal to make price gouging. Well, just to have a bill about price gouging. Now, you saw the president yesterday. You saw all the stands that he's going to take and investigate the gouging. What do you expect to happen? I know what I expect to happen.
Well, he knows, again, there is no law against it.
So it's going to be another whitewash. He's going to say, see, we investigated as you insisted. And then the other thing he's going to say, or, you know, Federal Trade Commission will say, like they did last time after Hurricane Katrina when gas shot to $6 a gallon in Atlanta and a couple other places. That wasn't price gouging, even though it was like $2.85 for the rest of us with the $6 some areas. They said, that's not price gouging. That is called gaming the system.
Oh, gaming is different than gouging.
Yeah, that's different. And
I thought gaming was what we did in Vegas.
Well, I don't know. Gaming is betting on the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, they are trying to hit the jackpot, you know. I mean, so
that's
they're looking for the payoff,
money in
so it is gaming to them.
Of course, the Lions aren't doing much better, are they?
I know. That's why I'm a Green Bay Packer fan.
Yeah, thank you. From Mariucci.
Stupak.
Absolutely.
Congressman Stupak, Willie Brown again. Here in Los Angeles, let me try to put it so that the voters out there and the listeners really get a good impression of what you're proposing. If all the things that you proposed were put in place, what would that do price-wise to a gallon of gas at the pump?
It would drop it at least 50 to 60 cents right now. 50 to 60 cents, we could drop it right now.
So that 303 that you experienced in Michigan would be 253.
Sure.
All right.
And that's not our figures. These are figures from the, you know, county office and all the rest of them, GAO and all them. They said, look, here's what the cost is. Here's what the extras are. Here's what you guys could do if you did this, if it was implemented. So like the news media asked me earlier today, they said, so do you think there's going to be another energy bill? The only way there's going to be an energy bill if the American people continue to demand the Republican Party get off the political contributions of the big oil and gas companies and allow the American people at least an honest debate on oil prices and gas prices in this country. They control everything. They got everything stifled. They're taking care of their friends in the oil and gas industry. And the only way we're going to ever get the pressure is by the American people and shows like yourself, which is telling people, here's what's really going on. Here's what we could do. Unfortunately, we can't bring the bills because Republicans control everything out here.
Well, our colleague Will Durst did a burst of Durst, which is what he does every day. And in that burst of Durst, he essentially tags the President Bush as being a wholly owned subsidiary of the oil industry.
He's wholly owned, all right.
That was a good encapsulation, Mr. Mayor.
You should send the congressman a copy of that.
Well, it's not just, I mean, we're seeing also in a different venue, we're seeing the Enron gentleman being softly handled, a couple of softballs here and there. They got the best defense lawyers that money can buy up against underpaid federal prosecutors and... they're going to go free? I know they're going to walk. Skilling is a wonderful man. Mr. Lay is a gentleman who loves puppies, and he gives out little balloons to children, and they're going to walk scot-free. And these are the guys who sat in on the energy panel, and not one environmental... And you expect something to... I don't understand what people expect.
Well, you guys grab that. I've got to run to a vote. Great talking to you. We'll do it again soon.
That was Congressman Bart Stupak.
Thank you, Mr. Stupak.
Thank you for joining us from Washington, D.C. He represents the congressional district to the north in Michigan. Their first congressional district was elected as a Democrat in 1992 when Clinton went into the White House and withstood all challenges. Still there representing the state and the country.
Actually, Conyers had that seat before he did for 30 years.
And
I scared him away, Mr. Mayor.
You did. There was no question about it. He wasn't about to be tested anymore. He had done the best he could do. But you do raise an interesting point in your comment.
Oh, you mean about Enron?
Yes. I think that those two guys may walk. As a matter of fact, as a criminal defense lawyer, I am just marveling at the almost a year of preparation, which is proven to be productive. I think those jurors were impressed enough so that at least one, two, or three of them are pretty much convinced that Skillings didn't do it,
And now, this guy, Kenneth Lay, is the best. He says, hey, listen, you know, that conspiracy was already going on before I got there.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, and he said, that you don't think I would step in and complete a conspiracy, do you? I'd have to be an idiot to do that.
I'm a hands-off kind of a guy.
That's right. And,
he's
and then
hands
he said,
off.
Well, when this woman gave you this memo and you checked it out, what'd you do with it? He said, I did exactly what I do with all memos. I gave it to my lawyers. Did you read it? Well, not really. I'm like Bush. I don't read stuff.
Yeah, apparently these guys don't know nothing.
No, no, no. And he's, I'm telling you, the prosecutor hasn't laid a glove on this guy.
I believe this goes back to Hogan's Heroes. It's called the Schultz defense.
I know nothing.
I saw nothing. I know nothing. It's 8:17, and we know something. We'll continue to talk about it this morning on what's going on in D.C. And we'll have
Our blood is boiling.
Guest in the next hour that's running against Richard Pombo in the 11th District. And that would be Jerry McNerney. He'll be joining us in the next hour.
This is about the 18th guy that's running against Pombo.
Willie Brown, Will Durston, I'm Paul Wells.
It's
keeping
a popular
it real
occupation.
On 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong, you may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
It's a natural disaster or terrorist attack. Every business needs an emergency plan. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Here's the unmentionable secret. Racism isn't that big a deal anymore. No sensible person supports it. Nobody of importance preaches it. It's rapidly and thankfully becoming an ugly memory.
That's one of the comments on the fair and balanced side of the Fox News that Tony Snow was doing before he got the new job declared today as press secretary, replacing McClellan in the White House as the spokesmouth for the president.
Yeah, the presidential spokes smurf. Do you think he'll leave his old job at Fox News?
Well, I mean, why even
have
bother?
To recuse himself. 821.
No, why?
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Mr. Brown?
I'm right here.
There you are. And we're asking people to give a call at 866-960-5753 and keep your emails coming. You go to quakeradio.com. I was going to tell the congressman before he had to go and vote that if he wanted to hear the Burst of Durst, you can download it, you can podcast it, you can stream it from quakeradio.com, where you can also listen live from 7 to 10 in the morning to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. So.
Whoa. Tony Ryan just handed us some of Tony Snow's
comments.
Wonderful quotes. Here's one on David Duke. He's talking about, remember David Duke, KKK guy, ran for governor?
We just had that one of them saying, racism isn't that big a deal anymore, Mr. Mayor. That's one of Tony Snow's quotes.
Here's another one. Duke is talking about things people really care about: high taxes, crummy schools, crime-ridden streets, welfare dependence, equal opportunity. A lot of politicians aren't talking about these things. Wow. Tony Snow. I don't know if there's much that a spokesperson does. I mean, Ari Fleischer. You know, Ari Fleischer, Scott McClellan, Tony Snow. You're kind of like the figurehead for the administration, for the White House.
Now, you've met Tony Snow, haven't you?
Tony Snow's a funny guy. He's got a good sense of humor.
Where do you know him from, Will?
We always do these benefits in D.C., and it's a bunch of political comics. And what they do is they get three political comics, then they get three politicians, and they have somebody MC, and it's either they have a media person. It's either Greta Van Susteren or Arianna Huffington or Tony Snow. And Tony, very funny, he worked with us in New Hampshire. This is for something called the Hotline, part of the National Journal.
Yeah.
And it's a benefit. They always designate the money to go to lawyers without summer homes in the Hamptons or something, you know. So Tony Snow came up to New Hampshire, and he was dressed all in New Hampshire regalia. He had, you know, the orange hat with the ear flaps and the parka and stuff, just explaining what it's like being, you know, doing jokes and trying to. And he was always laughs at our jokes. So he was, you know, I mean, you can only base a person on how he treats you, and he was always. But it'll be interesting. This will be interesting.
Well, in my opinion, he just signed on to the Titanic.
Yeah, this might be a bad time. Huh?
Now, we have this quote from George W. to share with our Quake listeners.
Tony already knows most of you, and he's agreed to take the job anyway.
That's funny.
You know, that's one of the things that obviously makes the president so charming. I had dinner last evening, a late glass of wine, actually, with the mayor of Los Angeles, and he told me the story of having dinner last weekend with Mr. Bush when he was here in Southern California. He said he got a call from the president's office on Friday asking would he be available to have dinner with the president. And he said, he immediately said, you know, tell me how many people. I said, oh, four or five. I said, well, why'd you ask that question, Antonio? He said, well, I thought, you know, 200, why would a guy want to have dinner with me? I've been incredibly critical of him. And then he said he went to the dinner, and sure enough, present at the dinner was just four or five people. Mayor of, like, Long Beach, and the mayor of Anaheim, used to be speaker as well, Kurt Pringle, and one or two of the mayors. And he wanted to talk about city issues. He had the mayor of Los Angeles seated directly next to him. He did not engage in conversation very much with the other people, but he spent full time BSing with the mayor of L.A. And the mayor of L.A. proceeds to tell me last night, oh, he's a relatively charming guy. He's kind of funny, and, you know, he He seems to be with it. He was a little bit up on current events. And I said, you sure that was Bush? You know, did somebody do the DNA? I mean, they may be running some other guy in.
There might be two guys.
Yeah, to have dinner with you. Two or three. You know. But can you imagine this guy's in all this trouble, and he's having dinner on a Saturday night with four or five folk, only one of whom would ever vote for him or support him. I think the guy's just looking for a comfort level. I think I was right. Somebody was right about the fact that maybe he could only eat with George Shultz. Nobody else would eat with him.
Well, I think it's amazing they called him on a Friday for a dinner on Saturday.
Well, you know, that's...
I mean, don't you have your itinerary planned out a little ahead of that?
Oh, well, I...
Or was he expecting a gubernatorial dinner that didn't pan out?
Well, I do speculation, you know, planning, but certainly, you know, if... Mickey Mouse called me, I think I'd take it. I mean, Donald Duck, you know, Bugs Bunny, everybody but that beep beep guy.
Oh, the
Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening in L.A. with the school district thing? What did Villagrosa say to you about that?
He said that he is pursuing it religiously. The teachers are the main opposition. And he's frankly looking forward to trying to figure out how to get more than 50% of the black students graduating from high school. Half of them drop out. He talked about the quality of the performance post-high school, even for those who've gone through the process. He was really passionate about it. He said he gave his State of the City address at one of the black high schools, never been done before, period. He said people were literally crying. He talked about the immigration demonstrations. He said his staff grabbed him and said, listen, you can't go out there and with that half million people. You don't want to be identified with that. That's, you know, questions that can't be answered easily. He said, let me ask you a question, guys. And this is a guy showing great maturity. He said, if it was a civil rights march involved Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott and Jesse Jackson, and I was black, of the mayor, wouldn't I go out there? Said, yeah. So that, and if there was a feminist movement demonstration on behalf of choice, and it was all women, wouldn't I go out there? I said, well, yes. He said, well, explain to me why, as a Mexican, I don't go out there. He said, okay, if you go out there, don't speak Spanish. He said,
Are those people
still your advisors, or are they working for the White House now? Can you imagine? Well, you want to be able to be understood. That's why you don't speak Spanish. He said, understood by whom? He said, by the public, not the people just out there. You want to be able to go out, you know, and do the number. He said, and then, 500,000 people, and he was a big hit. And then the next day, 25,000 to 40,000 students showed up downtown complaining. And he said they wanted to see him. And he went and met with them. And he started out by saying, you should be in school. It should be your parents here demonstrating, not you. And if you want to be effective, you want to be where I am, then you better go back to school and let your parents do the demonstrating. And lo and behold, he ended up with an editorial in the L.A. Times praising him for having the courage to tell the kids to go back to school.
No
then he
kidding.
Took a great made a great effort to make sure they went back to school. And sure enough, by the third day of the demonstration, they were down to like 75 kids out of about 40,000 that started. They really took his leadership. I said, well, why did you exactly do that? He said, I could just see a total and complete meltdown if those students were out there and cops start beating them on the heads, you know, and they start throwing things at cops. It would, in fact, be the ugly kind of thing that people would predict. He said 500,000 people, not one arrest. Can you imagine that?
I mean, no, I can't.
Happened at Woodstock.
Those people must have all inhaled.
Hell, they should have arrested that guy who jumped into the march in Dallas and walked for a block and a half to the Borders bookstore. They could have arrested that guy.
Well, let me tell you something. You would have trouble trying to identify. Remember, I told you I put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, I can
at least
see you
nobody
wearing
in San Francisco would recognize.
And I look like a farm worker.
Yeah.
We'll continue the conversation and your phone calls. calls, you can join in at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. You can go to quakeradio.com and go to the Contact Us button. Click email Will and Willie, and we'll share your thoughts on the air that way. And right now, it's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning. It's 8:31. We'll start in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you this time by Sleep Train. We have a crash in Antioch on 4 westbound at Summersville. Motorcycle was not riding particularly safe. Went down after weaving in and out of traffic, and the driver's down, too, at the moment. Car overturned in Vallejo, still on its roof. Well, we just got an update. Now cleared out of the roadway. That was 80 westbound before 37, so whatever delays were behind that should start improving in the next few minutes. Two-car crash that did have two lanes blocked on 101 northbound before 280 has also been cleared to the shoulder. But something that's still blocking the right lane is 24 westbound before Gateway in Orinda. Sleep Train, the only place on the West Coast where you can shop and compare Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort, all in one store. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. 8:32, here's a look at what's happening in 960 The Quake. President Bush says his job is to, quote, make decisions, and his new spokesman's job is to help explain those aforementioned decisions. Bush named Fox conservative commentator Tony Snow to replace Scott McClellan as press secretary today. We're now at an average of $3.12 a gallon in California for gas, but drivers haven't really changed behaviors yet. An ominous sign of the oil crisis to come, perhaps? The spike in fuel prices could add $25 or more to a day out in the water in your boat, but a lot of Delta boaters say they're not going to change their habits either. The director of the American Boating Association says that at some point the cost of gas will have an effect, but he says most people who own boats have enough money to run them. Main roads in Golden Gate Park will be closed to traffic on Saturdays for 6 months in a trial program approved yesterday by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. It starts on May 27th and runs through November. San Francisco health officials have started using text messaging this week to direct safe sex advice to kids. If a teenager texts sex info to one of two health department phone numbers, within seconds they get a reply asking them to describe their question. The automated responses include how to handle a condom when it breaks and responding to peer pressure about sex. Quake weather today. A little fog. Be partly sunny this afternoon. 50s, 60s on the coast, near 70 inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways? Trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers? Working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. eliminate bumps and redness, and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactiv is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807, and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Reform, and that begins with being tough and smart. We want real border security. The president's been in office for 5 years. We haven't seen that yet. And we also would like the Republicans to be truthful with the American people. We think it's a bad idea to criminalize priests and doctors and others who are trying to do heavy humanitarian mission.
A nation of immigrants shouldn't pick and choose which ones are welcome. May 1st, 2006. America gets the message. Step 1, 960, the Quake.
Huh. Sounds like something to check in on. And we will be talking about it on that day, the day without Latinos on May 1st, 8:37. And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Your phone calls at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. Join in the conversation. Or you can go to quakeradio.com and go to the Contact Us button, click Email Will and Willie. And this one came in from Claire, sent an email in. When surfing cable channels last night, I heard Fox was having a segment about AARP, opening up a mutual fund for seniors to invest. Of course, four of the five speakers were bashing AARP, the American Association of Retired People, as a lobby group going against the Social Security reform for private investment. That's the privatization of Social Security. And Claire goes on to say in her email, I hope AARP gets back at Fox for this. And now Fox talking head Tony Snow is now going to be the new spokesperson for the White House. Here's what Tony Snow had to say about Social Security. The real sin with Social Security is that it's a long-term ripoff and a short-term scam. So that's probably why he's in the White House right now.
Long-term ripoff and a short-term scam?
Scam, yes, correct.
What does that mean?
I don't know, Mr. Mayor. What do you think that means about Social Security?
Absolutely perfect for Mr. Bush. Now the two of them can just have... I know why he selected him. He selected him because they're the only two guys that speak the same that language. They clearly understand each other.
Mm-hmm. Here's another quote from Tony Snow. Today there are about 40 million retirees receiving benefits. By the time all the baby boomers have retired, there'll be 72 million retirees drawing Social Security benefits. You know, he's for privatization. He actually bashed Bush on several occasions.
Well, but that's not sincere. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been hired. You know, there's no way that... I would hire Rush Limbaugh. That's crazy. Or, you know, Mike Savage. It's crazy. It wouldn't happen. So Bush hired somebody who has been gratuitously, putting him down, but not in any manner any different than we do with each other. So don't let that show any courage on Bush's part for hiring a critic. He didn't hire a critic. He hired an admirer. He hired a fellow linguist. He hired somebody that, really relates to him and to him only. On the question of Fox soliciting investments and an opportunity by senior citizens, That is really crazy. You know, why would any senior citizen, person who is an AARP eligible, why would they be investing in anything that Fox said when you know that Fox is absolutely against any of the provisions that are available to protect them? And in addition thereto, Fox was maybe one of the largest promoters and sponsors of Mr. Bush's proposed Social Security reforms. Will did a third rail burst of dirt yesterday, and I want you to note that third rail was when Mr. Bush went out in the hustling saying, reform Social Security. He got ripped apart everywhere he stopped.
The more he talked about it, the lower his ratings went.
No question about it. As a matter of fact, the people who had trouble expressing themselves removed their teeth so he'd be able to fully understand them.
Actually, the email from the Quake listener, the email from the Quake listener was talking about a mutual fund that AARP was offering up for seniors to invest in, but four out of the five speakers who were on Fox were bashing it and the AARP.
So. Yeah, well, they'll get nowhere with that. I certainly wouldn't put any money. I'm putting my money into oil.
No kidding. Energy stuff.
The recommendation. But, you know, the Bush administration is still amazing. They float right through the system without ever paying any respect for the consideration of anybody who may disagree with them. They literally spend time trying to figure out how to, you know, destroy you if you disagree with them. And they have succeeded in part in doing that, particularly with reference to the leaks. I can't find any evidence that CIA analyst that they fired, this Mary McCarthy,
right?
I can't find any evidence that she was responsible for the leaks about the outside prisons, or the outer country prisons, the outsourcing of torture.
She has said she has not leaked any information. In fact, she was a few months away from retirement.
Well, she is certainly retired now.
I thought it was 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I thought it was.
That's 2 months.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't let her finish.
No, they just.
Well, you know, when things like that,
she's guilty of voting for Kerry or giving money to Kerry.
Yeah, she made a contribution to Kerry's campaign. Yeah.
Well, when things like that happen, Democrats ought to step up immediately and put her on the payroll somewhere among Democrats, because they do have some discretionary payrolls, and they could very easily put this woman on to give her 10 weeks of an opportunity to retire with respect. My guess is that there's some form of personnel protections that would be available to her, and she could complete her service. She's 62, 63 years of age, and apparently she's a single woman, and to turn her out the way in which they have done, there ought to be as many people marching in the streets because of that as has been the case with people marching for other reasons. I think it's just absolutely outrageous. They could have actually put her on leave for the last 10 weeks and let her retire at the end of that 10 weeks. They wouldn't have to do what UC apparently does. Have you been reading the series about how UC handles exits for professors? They got some guy who was a critic from the lab, and in order to get him out of their hair so they could make application for renewal of the lab contract, they sent him off to someplace in the South to become a researcher, and they agreed that if you take him, we'll pay for him for the next 28 months. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
You get a free employee for 28 months.
And they get him out of their hair.
Yeah, it's almost like what happens with those overpaid, underperforming professional athletes. You want to get rid of them. You call the other team and say, you guys really love this guy, right? They say, yeah, we'll pay half of his salary if you take him. And some teams will do that. Well, apparently UC has that same arrangement. The federal government ought to give this woman the opportunity to at least retire after all these years. And I think she's been, like, with them for more than 25 or 30 years. They ought to give her the opportunity to retire with some degree of dignity and
or show proof.
Yeah, for God's sake, yes, step up and show proof. And she apparently is so respectful of the system and doesn't want to put herself in a position where she'll have to subpoena her bosses and test the classification process. She is doing absolutely nothing about her firing except remaining silent. And I don't think that the right-wing talk guys are all suggesting that her silence is clear evidence of her guilt, period, that she would be out there screaming indignity and be indignant in the screaming if she was not guilty of something and that they are attributing that. I think she's just a great, good soldier, period.
And she was in an administrative position. She had worked herself up through the ranks in the CIA and was very well respected, and even people who disagreed with her, even one officer who had resigned because he didn't like her administration style, was on TV last night saying that he doesn't believe that she leaked anything and that she's being used as a scapegoat, that she's being used as someone that they can blame it all on and say, look, we got someone who was leaking and this is what we do with leakers.
Well, they certainly have turned the question about leaks away from them. On the other hand, no one is really addressing the issue. Mr. Bush wanted something leaked. They say, hey, she leaked classified stuff. He leaked stuff that he declassified so it could be leaked. And he didn't hold a press conference making the announcement. If he wanted that information out there about why and how to justify his decision-making, instead of having it leaked, if he was going to declassify it, in my opinion, just hold a press conference and say, here is the information, ask me any questions about it that you wish. I don't need to try to leak it or what have you. I want everybody in the news world to read about it, print it, and publish it, period. But this administration is designed in such a way that his declassification was for the express political purpose of having that declassified material allegedly leaked to the press to discredit one of his critics. That's why this guy's having so much trouble generating any support for his decision-making process, and that's why he's reduced to trying to find a date for dinner for Saturday night on Friday.
And, you know, that's why he has Tony Snow as his spokesperson now, because he had Tony Snow in 2005 being one of the people repeating the lies that Wilson said to Cheney, that said Cheney had sent him to Niger to discredit Joe Wilson. He was part of the chorus on that. He was part of the chorus on saying that the Intel Committee discovered that Plame recommended Wilson for the Niger mission. There's all sorts of things that he's been part of and parcel of with the White House. So it was a natural choice. In our next segment, our natural choice every day from 7 to 10, going into the top of the 8 o'clock hour.
What would Willie do?
Exactly, Will. What would Willie do? And then we do have a guest coming up, Congressman... going for the congressional seat.
Going for Richard Pombo's seat.
Yeah, Jerry McNerney will join us in the top of the hour. It's 8:49, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? It's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
WWWD, what would Willie do? We ask a question of the mayor on 960 The Quake, right out of the news. And at 8:53 on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, the Greens in San Francisco are happy, and the supervisors voted 7-4 with supervisors Fiona Ma, Bevan Duffy, Michaela Alioto, and Sean Ellsberg voting against. All Newsom allies. The ordinance needs 8 votes to pass over a mayor's veto, which gives hope for foes that the mayor will have some leverage here, maybe veto it or make changes. Making Saturdays in the park car free. The question is, what would Willie do? Veto what?
I would certainly veto the measure if I served as mayor. As a matter of fact, the measure would not have passed if I served as mayor. I would have been working really hard to demonstrate to those soups that it might be an irresponsible course of action, because now even people who are handicapped can't be dropped off at the museum. My guess is that the two museums that will be directly affected by it, i.e. the Conservatory of Flowers, as well as the DeYoung, and in the not-too-distant future, obviously the Academy of Science, and I'm not sure how soon that will open, but a combination of those, they must receive probably 30% of their revenues from weekends. And if you're already closed on Sunday, you are severely impacting upon them on their Saturday activities. The garage only holds 400 cars. You recall that the same collection of people opposed the idea of a garage being built under the concourse, and in many cases fought and forced that cost to go off the scale. But the garage got built in my years, in my administration as well. Obviously, it's romantic to talk about healthy Saturdays and all that business, but you've got to balance the relationship between those desires and the convenience, access for people who need it. And believe me, the mayor should extract out of those persons who are the opponents on this issue or the advocates for this issue, he should extract out of them or the appropriate concessions to save the life of these two incredible, valuable institutions. And I would guess that if he did in the right way, he could hold his four votes to override the veto. Then I suspect that those same soups would jump at the chance to use their signatures, as is the case, to put it on the ballot. And when it goes on the ballot, then you'd have a confrontation, and museums are not necessarily, nor is the Conservatory of Flowers, a naturally popular institution. You would find lots of us having to raise lots of money in order to protect those institutions. It's not the way the city ought to be governed and not the way the city ought to run. There clearly ought to be a summit between the mayor and the soups and resolve these issues the way that Bush ought to resolve the Iranian problem.
Now, Mr. Mayor, as someone who rides a bicycle, and I do, and someone who enjoys Sunday in the parks when you can go down Kennedy Drive and go through the park without having to look over your shoulder for cars, which I do, I see the point of maybe, oh, this works really good on Sundays, let's do it on Saturdays. But I also see the point of having access to the museums and having access for handicapped people to be able to go to the museums and go to the Conservatory of Flowers.
How about just not handicapped? How about children? If you are,
how do we balance both these things?
That is exactly, and the balance has occurred as Sue Bierman, who is probably the biggest protector of the park, has often said, do it on Sundays, but not any other day. And when you have someone like Sue Bierman saying that, you really do have someone who actually uses it. I would guess, Paul, that almost none of those supervisors use the park, period. Maybe Jake McGoldrick might, but the rest of those supervisors don't use the park. They're just hanging with the Greens on this issue and exploited it. And people should know and should understand that if you wanted to take, you had a little van and you want to take five or six children from the neighborhood to the park on Sunday and to the museum and to the Conservatory of Flowers, and you didn't get there by 10:30 in the morning, you'd have to park somewhere on the streets. And when you park somewhere on the streets, you're taking the spaces of people who live in the neighborhood. Then you got to get those kids out of the van, walk them across Fulton, or walk them across Lincoln, or walk them across one of those challenged streets. Now you're running the risk of something happening to one of those kids. Then you got to walk them quite a distance to reach either the DeYoung or the Conservatory of Flowers. It seems to me the people who advocated those colors on Saturday ought to be willing to fund some form of transportation to be used in the park to solve that problem, not just knock the cars out of the park.
And that's What Would Willie Do for today. In our next segment, Jerry McNerney is a Democrat running for Pombo seat in the 11th District. We'll talk to him on 960 The Quake.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.